Today is Saturday, October 10th, 2015, and this...
She only got as far as Phoenix before her car broke down. And short of funds and getting desperate, it wasn't long before the former Vegas showgirl found a way to get by.
She decides to start working as a stripper.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 523.
Las Vegas, the honor! Just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're going to give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you think that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! Do you think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're going to be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah! Vegas!
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting. Out on the streets below.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
What just happened there?
Technical difficulties.
Oh, I've been having those all evening.
You didn't spill your drink.
No, I've been having issues with iTunes and with GarageBand and with my everything. So I'm hoping that this is getting the glitches out of the way before our live show next week.
Bad dress rehearsal, good show.
I hope so.
Sort of thing.
Yeah, maybe. So yeah, we decided to do a show this week, even though last week we said we might not. We're just going to do some voicemails. We're saving the news for next week. We've got a lot and some fun things to talk about. So,
I want to save hoarding. That for you're hoarding content.
I am totally hoarding. We're going to have plenty to talk about. So, I have no fears, concerns, or worries about content at our VIMF show.
Good.
Lots of news. We're going to have some reviews because presumably we'll do a few new things before our show, and you know, we can just talk about whatever because that's what we do. So this week we're going to do some phone calls and a couple other things. Of course, final reminder, Vegas Internet Mafia Family Picnic is just days away.
Oh, shit.
Woo!
I have to pack.
Yeah, you do. I've been in planning and prep mode today. I feel like I'm in pretty good shape.
Good.
Got show notes.
Good.
Show notes ready, and I've got some stuff in the suitcase.
I've tried on about a third of my wardrobe.
That's good. I don't go through that.
No.
No, I know my outfits.
Even though I made a list, I'm still trying everything on.
Yeah, you have an interesting packing strategy.
I have a lot of procrastination too.
Yeah. So one thing I wanted to mention, well, there'll be something later on that we'll talk about related to VIMF, some final announcements that have been made. But one that I want to talk about now is the bingo event on Sunday, which is going to be a blast. There will be live bingo taking place in the D showroom at the same time as our friends from Den Dallas and Beyond, and You Can Bet on That, are going to be doing their podcasts. And there were details announced a couple days ago on playing bingo during that event. It's a $10, I believe a $10 fee to enter, and you're supposed to bring your own daubers.
Okay.
I don't have daubers per se because I've never played bingo before in this manner, but I'm bringing highlighters, and I think those will work in the same way.
Yes, that will suffice.
So...
what if they kick us out for not bringing official daubers?
I think it's just a matter of being able to mark it off and having the people be able to still see the numbers. So you don't want to use like a black Sharpie.
Okay.
So that's why I think a highlighter will work just fine.
All right.
I'm sure now once we're playing, we're going to realize, oh, this would have been much easier if we had daubers.
Because you just tap it once and then.
Yeah.
Because highlighter, you're going to have to.
I don't care. I'm confident in my skills.
All right.
Of highlighting.
How many cards are you going to get?
I don't know. Probably just whatever the basic thing is. The $10 entrance fee. I think you get, what, do you get 10 cards or something? 10 games, one card for 10. I don't know how it works. I'm not a bingo guy. I don't know. We're going to play, though. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
What else? We're going to talk about Vegas Gang and their guests later on.
Okay.
And I don't know. Just come out and see us and have fun. If you're going to be in town next weekend, the, what is it, 16th through the 18th, come out and see us.
Yep.
We're going to be doing our show on Saturday night. Come to the undercard.
Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, Saturday afternoon. Come to the undercard on for Friday night. That's going to be fun. We're going to have our hot dog eating competition right after that. The 500 dog eating contest in or very close to American Coney.
Yeah.
I think we might be outside, but I'm not sure. Got to keep the riffraff out.
We are the riffraff.
They'll have a spot for us. That's all I know. And we're going to have some prizes. Mm-hmm. There have been people wondering, will there be prizes for
There will.
It's not based on quantity. It's based on
creativity.
Creativity and style. And we are the, I think we're the judges.
We are the judges. Two of us.
And we get to do commentary while people are eating as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be fun. But yeah, there will be prizes for at least the first, at least the top two. We'll see after, I don't know. There might be some booby prizes for the best boob. No, that's not how that works.
No.
We'll see. I'm still working on details. We've got some stuff. All right, so that's it. We're going to see you next weekend. Come and join us. It's going to be great. And if you can't make it, then follow along on Twitter.
I can't believe it's almost here.
Watch the hashtag VIMF, V-I-M-F-P. Follow along all the action. There will be periscoping. There will be tweeting.
How is it but a few days away?
I know. I'm so excited. I can't wait. I can't wait to see everybody. It's yes, great.
It's going
to
be great fun.
I don't actually, in the notes here today, I don't have a Facebook group post of the week, but I would just say the thing, the posts that I've been enjoying the most are those people who are getting ready for VIMF, cool. People who are going to be joining us. And I do feel bad that some people really want to be there and can't.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, them's the breaks. We all make life. We all make choices in life.
Mm-hmm.
And, people who have chosen to be there are going to have a great time.
Oh.
No, I'm not.
There's some people who can't. Just,
I know. People have stuff going on. Yeah. I understand. All right. So what else? I've got a book for sale. It's called The Las Vegas. What is my fucking book called?
The Outsider's Guide to Las Vegas.
It's a hee-haw good time.
No, it's way better than hee-haw. Hee-haw sucks.
More laughs than an episode of hee-haw. I hope so.
There will be at least one laugh in the book.
Okay. So that is more than hee-haw. Yeah, if you like this podcast, if you find us moderately amusing or interesting or entertaining or informative, I think you'll like the book. You can find all the details at LasVegasOutsidersBook.com. It's available through Amazon and all the usual locations, or directly from me if you want a signed copy. I will also have copies available at VIMF if you're there. I will have, I don't know, 40 copies or so. So hopefully that's enough to cover everybody who wants one. And I will have t-shirts as well, 5-hun-dog t-shirts, which I think will be a hot commodity.
Hmm.
Hopefully we'll burn through the rest of those so I can quit selling them. I can finally make my money back. And I will have most size. I have all the, we're out of 3X, and but we have all the other sizes right now.
Okay.
So if you want an XL, there are plenty available. The other sizes, we have some. All right, what else?
Way to sell it.
I know. They're nice shirts.
They are.
Yeah, they're screen printed. They're not like the Cafe Press ones, which are okay, but they tend to wear out quickly.
Mm-hmm.
These are actually high quality shirts, so I stole one for myself. Are you going to be wearing
one also?
Are you going to be wearing one at the hot dog?
No, because
you're going to be all decked out for the Satin Casino.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so speaking of the Satin Casino, World Series of Satin Casino jackets.
I'm still accessorizing.
I may be in it.
Really?
I don't technically have a satin casino jacket, but the jacket I do have is not denim. And
do it. Do it. Oh,
I put it on today to see if it fit, because when I bought it, it was a little small, and I know I've put on a few pounds since then.
Mm-hmm.
I was still able to squeeze into it.
Sweet.
So I'm thinking I might, and it, you know, it was kind of stinky when I bought it. It was an eBay thing.
Yeah.
I threw it in the dryer with a couple dryer sheets. It's fine now.
Yeah.
So, I think I might be covered.
Good.
So it's not 100%, but I think I might be in.
Good, good. Yeah. It's a sweet thing to behold.
I like it. Okay, so before we get into phone calls, which is the meat of this week's show, let's talk about our good friends at
Viator. Viator, it gives you more.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty, Viator, our longtime sponsors, our good friends. They're awesome. Since a lot of you are going to be going to Vegas, you may have some time before or after the VIMF events, and I encourage you to check out Viator if you're looking for something different to do on your trip. They've got all kinds of stuff. They've got tours, they've got attractions, they got show tickets. If you want to go off strip, they've got all kinds of things to do in places like Grand Canyon, Lake Mead, Hoover Dam.
Lake Mead is not actually made of mead.
I spelled Hoover Dam with an N.
I noticed that too.
That's what I think of it.
The dam.
You know, they've got cool stuff. They've got helicopter tours, ATV tours, horseback riding stuff. You can do boat tours on Lake Mead. They've got airplane trips to Grand Canyon, all kinds of really amazing things. They've got, like I said, they have show tickets as well. If you don't want to leave the strip vicinity, they've got like nightclub passes and all kinds of cool stuff. So check out Viator, see what they've got. They might have something that you didn't know about that could make your trip even better. Plus, Plus, as I mentioned last week, we're going to be giving away an awesome prize from Viator at VIMF. One lucky VIMF attendee is going to win a $300 Viator gift certificate.
Nice.
And they will be getting it, if they win, they will be getting it on site on Sunday morning so they can actually use it while they are in town.
If they desire.
If they choose. So
if that's they want to wait and save it till later, they could do that too.
Kind of great. We'll have all the details at the main event when we are doing our show. And it'll be a fun little thing.
Yeah.
And
Thank you to Viator for...
Yeah.
Yeah. Not only sponsoring the show, but adding this extra...
Added value.
Yeah.
It's a very nice thing of them to do. They certainly don't have to, but they're far too good to us, and it's really nice they're doing that. So Viator.com is the place to go, Viator.com. You can also download their iOS and Android apps. If you haven't done that, I encourage you to do so. If you're going to buy something from Amazon, I'm sorry, from Viator, click through the link at 500bymidnight.com and we get extra credit points. And it shows Viator that their sponsorship is worth their millions of dollars they're paying us to love them as much as we do. Mm-hmm. We love them anyway, but it's nice for them to know that it's paying off. All right. So we've got a bunch of phone calls we're going to do this week and we're going to talk about things, and I'm sure glad we're doing this show this week, because if next week's show was like this...
Oh, it would be bad. It would be a terrible train wreck as opposed to an entertaining train wreck.
I will have far more alcohol coursing through my blood than I do now, and that will help.
Yes.
I will be smooth as...
butter? I don't know.
I don't know what I'll be smooth as. See, I can't even come up with a thing to compare my smoothness to. Shit. Phone calls.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Michelle. Chris from Santa Cruz calling.
Hey, Chris.
So in an effort to do something completely different that I've never done before, because it's raining, I actually rented a car, which I never do, and drove down to the M Resort Spa and Casino. And it's pretty far down the strip, so you're not going to get here unless you are willing to take an obnoxiously long cab ride, but you have your own car. And my first thought about M is, man, it's nice in there.
Sure
it
is.
It looks really, really nice. It's like a strip casino, except it's really far away from the strip. Table limits were pretty reasonable. Didn't gamble there. I just kind of came down here to check it out, just to kind of be somewhere that I haven't been before since I go to Vegas so often. Anyway, that's just a little trip report. If people are interested and they are interested in staying in M already, looks to be like a pretty decent place. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yes, indeed. M is a lovely, lovely, lovely place. What is he doing? Max, where did he get that? Is that a full Coke?
No.
Just a can?
Yes.
Our dog just came walking in here with an empty Coke Zero can as a toy. How the hell did he get that?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I am very much looking forward to a vacation from that responsibility for a few days.
Did
he go downstairs and get it? He's been sniffing around the...
I bet he went down... Is the basement door open?
I don't know. Oh, my God.
We cannot leave him alone for a second.
He's an infant.
Yeah. Okay. No, he's a toddler.
I don't know what he is. All right. Chris, thanks for that report. Yes. M Resort is really nice. We haven't been there in a long time, but very impressed with that place.
Yep.
It's like way south of the end of the strip in Mandalay Bay, so it's a bit of a haul. But if you got a car, why not?
Yeah.
Swing by there. It's pretty cool.
They have some good food options, too.
Yep. Okay. Next up.
Hello, Michelle. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
This is Holger, the German coupon guide. It's my first time that I call. I'm an all-time listener because I just scanned the podcast scene at the right moment for lovely Vegas, and I found Tim in the basement.
Hey now.
I just arrived home in Germany from a trip for 2 weeks. We've stayed at the recommendable Monte Carlo Hotel. I've been there with my wife, Katrin. You would say Catherine. And we love it there very, very much. We've been there a couple of times. We even got married there. So just as you folks, when staying at Paris like 4 years ago. I'm quite nervous because it's the first time that I call, and I'm very afraid that you can't understand my German English.
Quite clear.
Yeah, I will try. The other cause that I'm nervous is because you are like family to me concerning Vegas because it's been so many times that I said to my wife, oh, look here, this is what Tim thinks about that, and this is what Michelle says about this. So, yeah, well, I tried. But I know you want to keep it short, so I try to do it the same way. I call myself the coupon guy because I'm very keen on looking at coupons, looking at Tix4Tonight, see things, get them cheaper, get all the coupon books I can get, and so perhaps I can give one or two tips for everybody, especially for the people that do things like we do, because we don't drink and we don't gamble. Yeah, you heard right. We are great fans of Vegas, but we are not drinking and not gambling.
Hey, there's something and for
know,
everybody, though.
If I get $5 for every time that I'm asked the question, what are you doing there, then I will be able to buy the Mirage by myself. Yeah, but
not for sale.
For the moment, I call back later with some recommendations for non-gamblers. Thank you so much for the huge amount of work that you put into this and what you sacrificed for us throughout all those years. I love it very much. I look very much forward to all the next episodes. And yeah, thank you very, very much. Bye. Oh, by the way, what's with Troy from Las Vegas and Non-Drunk Scott and Pierre de Paris? did you hear something of them? Do they still exist? Okay, thank you. Bye.
People come and go. They just kind of drifted off. They'll be back, maybe.
Yeah.
A couple of them might be.
But thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. Glad you did. We'll have a couple more calls from him in a little while. Let's see. Oh, fucking dogs. All right.
Are you ready to escape from them?
I am very much so. And now I'm getting like feedback and stuff.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Do you want to stop it?
No, it's fine. It's all okay. Technical mumbo jumbo. Guys, shut the fuck up. Okay. We're just gonna power through. I don't give a shit.
All right.
Next caller.
Okay, Tim and Michelle, we need to talk.
Okay, let's talk.
I feel like this is we made sweet love.
What?
Last night, and
I don't think so.
I'm not gonna call you again for 6 months, but I really liked you.
I like you too.
No, to shorten that up, I had a Vegas trip planned out. I got a surprise new job, moved across the state, canceled the trip, hated the thought of Vegas because I made myself bitter, and then, hey, my new boss let me go, and I listened to the podcast every week for over 5 years, 6 years, I don't know, and then haven't listened to it for a few months because I was just a bitter, bitter fuck. But anyway, I'm in Vegas, and I give you guys a call, and I'm going to start listening to podcasts again, probably catch up on all the old shows.
Welcome back.
My one piece of advice is I know you guys love downtown, but there's probably visitors, listeners that, like myself, that are more strip-oriented. I stayed last night at the Golden Nugget, and it's just glorious. It was great. I still won't stay more than one trip. One night downtown per trip, just because I'm not a responsible adult and there's just so much booze so handy that I would get myself in so much trouble. And I just stayed at White Castle, and if you like that, good for you, but that was my first time, and it wasn't disgusting, but what the fuck?
You are correct, sir.
Anything to be. Wow. Anyway, if you like it, good for you. Anyway, I hope I didn't miss too much. I don't know if I'm gonna go back and listen to everything or just start anew. Sorry I'm gonna miss Nymph, but tomorrow's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
And
birthday.
I come for my birthday more than Nymph. It's, you know, a little more important to me. But
priorities.
Anyway, I love you guys. I love everybody on here. You guys have fun. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming back. Glad that you...
Yeah.
We have that a lot.
I understand, though.
We hear that a lot, that, you know, people...
People take a break.
When they're in between trips and they'll either save up or...
It's just too hard to think about.
It's painful.
Sometimes, yeah.
I understand. If you don't have a trip booked, it sucks. Mm-hmm. Glad you came back. And I agree, actually, for if you're not a huge fan of downtown or you've never stayed there before, Golden Nugget is a great mm-hmm. place because it is a strip quality hotel. It's
yeah.
super nice, and it's the closest thing downtown to a strip. Downtown Grand is pretty good as far as that, but not quite to the level of Golden Nugget. And, you know, there's plenty of places that we love staying, but mm-hmm. if you're looking for a strip quality place,
I would start there.
Agree. Nugget's a good starter. Yeah,
it's a good transition.
Yep.
I wonder.
What do you wonder?
If it would be useful for people who are crabby about Vegas to listen to the shows right after your guy trip in January, where I'm in a similar.
You tell me to fuck off. Yeah. Probably. I understand. I totally, mm-hmm. yeah, you know, we've had that where we don't have anything in the near future.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't pay attention to Twitter because there's like 10 people I know that are in Vegas this week.
Mm-hmm.
I totally understand that. So, all right. Our dogs are the just most annoying creatures on the planet right now.
No.
Okay. Next up, longtime friend
just
of the show.
Demanding.
Always good to hear the interesting and unusual thoughts from this gentleman.
Oh, yes.
Hey, it's BC. I was thinking of a couple of things about this week's podcast. You said that Casino Royale has a kidney-shaped pool, but
it's true.
You didn't say if it was life-size. Is it the size of a human kidney? And the other thing I had to say was that, Michelle, keep doing what you're doing. Your comment about does he do it nice when you're talking about Fogarty playing Proud Mary was very funny. And just because your co-host can't rise to that level of humor doesn't mean you need to dumb yourself down. So
thank you.
Be yourself. Be all that you can be. Bye.
Aww.
She's married to me. She's been dumbing herself down since we got married. She has to. She knows. She knows I can only handle so much.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Kidney-shaped pool?
They only have one, right?
They do only have one. I think it's...
Does that make you feel comfortable? Because they only have one kidney?
It does. I get a little irritated when people start flaunting their dual kidney, you know, status.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say I'm handicapped, but I don't get a special parking pass because of my kidney status.
No.
No.
That's good, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing tonight.
And you were accusing me of being off my game before we started the show because I was serenading you with Billy Ocean.
God damn it. Damn you, Yacht Rock. Okay. Thanks for the call, BC. Always good to hear from you. And thanks for the backhanded... It wasn't even a backhanded insult or compliment. It was just straight up...
Thank you for the compliment, though.
Why are we doing a show this week?
I don't know.
All right, let's check in with Chris again.
Anyway, Chris from Santa Cruz again. I just watched a hooker stand looking at her phone, looking very hookery, mobile phoning, and she just picked up somebody in between Encore and Wynn, between Botero and SS. And I watched this whole entire thing happen while I was leaving my last voicemail message.
Ooh, free
and
show.
It was fascinating. Rule of thumb. If you're going to be in Vegas and you're going to be there after midnight, just keep your eyes open and you will see all sorts of shit you never thought you would ever see. I couldn't believe that she stood there for like 10 minutes and security didn't harass her. And I couldn't believe that someone walked up to her. And I couldn't believe that the woman actually says, like, yes, I've been waiting for you. And the two of them go off and walk into the sunset or something.
Commerce. Bye. It's just good old Vegas commerce. That's mm-hmm. all.
Are they boosting the economy? Really?
No. They're boosting their own economy and mm-hmm. the that of their pimps. That's all. Not helping the economy at all. Unlike the casinos. That's helping everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That was a sigh of frustration.
I got nothing to say. All right.
Well, I got something to tell you. I got something
hello,
to say.
Hello, Tim. Here's the German coupon guy again, Holger. Hello.
Hello.
I promised to call back, and now I got my nervousness halfway under control.
Don't be nervous. It's just
so,
us.
Yeah, I am again.
I promised to give some recommendation for non-gamblers. I think a very good start for all the good things you can do in Vegas. I think the only thing you can't do in Vegas is jump into the sea, but apart from that, you can do everything. A good start might be something that we did a couple of ago. It's called the Las Vegas Pass. There's a website with the same name, and you can buy a pass for a defined amount of days. I think we got 3 or 4 days. They sometimes have special offers, so you get a free day on top. In these days, you can use the pass for everything they offer there. It's stuff like museums, exhibits, entertainment stuff, tours, and so on. Very many things. And it's a very great way to get a good overview. Yeah, I've been in Vegas many years before and many times before. I used this pass. And I got to see so many things I never knew existed. Perhaps did you know that there's a natural history museum in Las Vegas? It's not very big, but it's very interesting. And if you want to see something else but gambling, I think it's a good tip. Another tip, of course, from the coupon guy is to look for coupons. Yeah, a very good place to get them is at the Miracle Mile shops. When you get out of the parking garage, there's a concierge, and you get a coupon book for the Miracle Mile shop. There you get, for example, 2-for-1 Ben and Jerry's ice, and many things that you can eat or buy. Very interesting, and of course, some of the show tickets there. You can get cheaper too. It's worth a look. And the same is with the concierge at the Fashion Show Mall. You can get a coupon book there that's good for the Fashion Show Mall and for the Grand Canal shops at the Venetian. You can save some money too. That's very interesting. Of course, you have the coupon books all around in Vegas. Just open your eyes a little bit. It's not too much work to do there. It doesn't take too much time, but you can save a couple of bucks. So, I'll keep it short again. Bye.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate the non-gambling tips.
Anytime there is a collection of stores.
Uh-huh. I'm nowhere near the premises.
Right. Yeah, they usually have some sort of coupon book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
And yes, you are usually nowhere near that.
Not very often.
Vicinity.
I'm a fan of ye old mall.
There's a Sephora in the Forum Shops now.
There is.
I'm excited about this.
Glory hallelujah. That's great news. I can't wait to not see it. So you're planning to check that out?
Possibly.
Where is that? Forum Shops?
Yeah.
When are you going to do that?
I don't know.
Make a special trip?
I might.
Okay.
Might take a cab downtown. Or not town. I might take a cab from downtown.
Okay.
Just to make a pilgrimage.
I will be gambling while you do that.
Okay.
And drinking. The two things that Holger doesn't like to do. Mm-hmm. But you can shop and get some coupon books.
Yes. He likes to do that.
Yep. That's cool. All right. We'll hear more from him shortly. In the meantime, let's move on.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Valerie. My son called a few weeks ago and told you about Glutton, which was awesome. But he neglected to tell you about the amazing kimchi Bloody Mary. Mm. Best Bloody Mary I've ever had in my life.
Tell me more, please.
And since I just listened to your podcast today, Saturday, October 3rd, and heard how much you love Bloody Marys.
'Tis true.
I thought I had to tell you. And I look forward to meeting you at VIMP.
Yay.
Because we are going to be there.
Yay.
So, look forward to meeting you. And see ya. Bye.
All right. Thanks for calling and thanks for the recommendation. Yeah. We appreciate that. We look forward to seeing you in a few days. It's going to be nice to put faces and voices and names together.
Yes.
Please remind me that you're the Bloody Mary caller.
Yes.
Then I will go, oh, yeah, I remember you. It was like 3 days ago. All right. I don't know what's going on with static. I don't know what the cause is.
We apologize for technical issues.
Maybe we're the only ones who can hear it. It might just be a headphone.
I'm hoping it's just us because it's not a great sound.
Bat shit. All right, next up.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Kate.
From Rochester. Kim and Michelle.
Yes.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Caller, long-time listener. Drunk.
Cool.
Okay, a few things I wanted to share with everyone. I realize you're probably not going to play this before Vince, but a few things. One, anyone coming to watch football, Pizza Rocks, great place to watch.
Noted.
B, also a great place to watch. However, video poker, not so good at the Lombard.
True.
But
go upstairs to View.
Definitely go to Pizza Rocks to watch. I am working here and drinking, so Container Park, if you need to work during the day, the wine bar there, bin 70, whatever the area code is, 720, 702, something like that, work there. There's outlets on the ground. You can plug in your laptop. They've got beer, wine, and mixed drinks.
Ooh.
Bloody Mary. It was good. Wasn't great, but still friendly people.
I want to know what kind of work she's doing while boozing it up.
Main Street Station.
Yes, how do I get that
video
gig?
Poker. I suggest going there. And there are other things I want to talk about, but man, sucks when you drink. Juice box door at night, because during the day when you're flying over like Superman, it's kind of lame. Oh, the D. If you're going to get valet, which is great, they don't pull your bags out of your car. So I'm strong. I'm cool with it, but it was weird. I was expecting it. Rooms at the D, I paid $37 a night. Fantastic. Big, spacious. I don't know. Cool. The elevators. Here's the thing. I know that there were elevator issues. There's five elevators now, A, B, C, D, and E. You go up, you put in the floor you're going to. Make sure you know what floor you're going to, because you can't press a button for up or down. Get put in your floor. Even at your floor. When you want to go down, you got to put in your number. And it'll tell you what elevator to go to. It's bizarre. But considering everything I've heard, I think that's good. Because, all the elevators seem to work. Oh, Bocho, B-O-C-H-O, sushi. Right on the corner of Carson and 6th has a sushi happy hour from 3 to 6. 30% off, delicious sushi. Go there. I mean, everyone goes to Carson's Kitchen, as you should, but that sushi, delicious. And awesome. Love you guys. Have fun with Vince. I'll probably call back later. Staggering down. Trying to keep myself from getting rained on. Bye.
All right. Thanks for the call. We've been hearing a lot of good things about that sushi place.
Yeah. Two Bloody Mary calls in a row, too.
I know. Gotta love a good Bloody Mary. Mm-hmm. Gotta love some good sushi, too.
That, too.
I think they have all you can eat. I think they have an all you can eat price as well as like just straight up menu ordering. So, yeah, been hearing great things about that. So if you're a sushi fan, you might want to walk off of Fremont Street a couple blocks and check out Bocho. Okay. Next up.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Michelle. It's Chris from Santa Cruz calling.
Hello, Chris. Again.
Hey, giving one final update here. It's the last day of the trade show that I'm out here for. And wanted to just give you another glowing review for Bouchon and its breakfasts. I am a huge fan of foie gras, and so this was kind of a foie gras Olympics here. I had some at Nobu at the restaurant there in the Hard Rock. I had one in savory donut form from E. from Jose Andres. And then I also had some last night from Bouchon. This is not the first time I've had foie gras at three different places on a trip. And last trip, Bouchon was the winner. And this time, Bouchon still remains the winner. So if you have any foie gras fans, that's the place where you go. I am still bummed that I will not be able to get a chance to see you during the Internet Mafia family picnic, but I leave the city to both of your capable hands, and I hope you have a good time here in about a week. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right.
Great, thank
Thanks
you.
For the report. I know that foie gras is a controversial topic sometimes because it's, fattened goose liver or something? Isn't there speculation that...
There's speculation on the conditions.
Yeah. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Geese are the biggest assholes in the bird world, and fuck them. So there you go. That's where I stand.
Okay.
Sorry, PETA. All right.
No, you're not. You're not sorry.
No, I'm not at all. Enjoy a delicious goose. That's all they're good for. Fuck them. They're the biggest dicks of all birds. If you spend any time anywhere near any geese, you will likely agree they are fucking assholes. They can't interact in a respectful way with other creatures of any type. including humans, and therefore
they'll chase you.
They're just dicks. So, I mean, I'm a dick too. I don't think maybe anybody wants to eat my liver, but these birds, as a general thing, these birds, if they were a little nicer, I'd feel bad for them. That's why people feel bad for like cute animals. Mm-hmm. Geese are just assholes. They shit everywhere. They're mean. I don't know. I got no sympathy. That's my stance on geese.
Thank you for sharing that.
Just getting warmed up for VIMF.
I know.
All right. Next up.
Hello, Michelle. Hello, Tim. This is the German coupon guy again. You always wondered if there's someone that doesn't like absinthe. And here we are. And it's a warning for all Europeans that are used to see naked boobs on TV before noon. See this show only with the right amount of alcohol. I'll give you an example. On our show, a nice elderly lady was forced to give tongue kisses to a young woman, both from the audience. They didn't know each other before. If this is your kind of humor, you will have a blast in this show.
In context, but if not,
you should save a couple of bucks and better go to the V show at the V Theater, because the quality of the artists are nearly the same. By the way, if you do so, then go to the concierge and the Miracle Mile shops that's located where you come out from the parking garage and ask for the coupon book, because there is a 2-for-1 ticket, a 2-for-1 coupon for the shows in the V Theater and the Sex Theater. And that way you can save some bucks. And but if this is your humor, then you should go to absinthe. It's just like it's not for us. Thank you very much. All the best. Bye.
All right. Thank you for the report. We do appreciate all your calls this week.
If you're not into being a part of the show, do not sit in front either.
Yeah. I wonder if it's a cultural thing. Because he kind of alluded to, you know, what you're used to seeing on TV and stuff. And German TV, don't they show like Scheiße porn during during like prime time? Isn't that?
I don't think
you,
so.
You studied there, you should know. Do they?
It no? wasn't that.
No, okay. I don't know. It's just, that's what I've heard. All right. Thanks for the report. We do appreciate it. We've had, I think, in the years since absinthe has started, I think we've had 2, maybe 3 people who didn't like it, but otherwise it seems to be pretty universally
enjoyed.
So, but yeah, you're always going to have some people who don't like something. Mm-hmm. So, no matter how popular it is. But at least
there's enough information where you should probably be able to tell if it's your sensibility or not, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Final call of the week. Good friend of the show. Good friend of ours.
Yes.
Hi, Tim. I'm Michelle. This is Derek calling.
Hello, Derek.
And I'm with Nicole over here.
Hello, Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
And we are big fans. We're first time callers.
No, you're not.
No, we're not. No. I just can't remember the other times. But we really love the show. Well, here's the thing. Prior, I bought another casino, and I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to do with it. So I really love the 500 constituency. And any ideas you guys have, I'm wide open to hear about them. Nicole and I have been scratching our, putting like doodles down, trying to figure things out. But I figure you guys are going to help me out. So anyway, again, big fans of the show, and see you guys at VIMF.
Oh, bye.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun to see them in a couple days.
Oh, yes, it is.
All right. So yeah, as you know.
Has a casino ever been crowdsourced before?
I don't think so, not in this manner. So our host for VIMF, Derek Stevens, as you
and his lovely bride Nicole,
yep, as you know, now owns Las Vegas Club and is going to be doing some major renovations on that and putting up in some manner a new hotel and casino, we presume. And
bidets.
There you go. See, so Derek is looking for ideas, as he said. He wants to know what he should do with his new place, which is really cool that he's asking for feedback on this.
Total washlets in every room.
Better than bidets. And since, you know, there you go. Since the room footprints that exist may not lend themselves well to bidets, total washlet. There you go. So there you go, Derek. There's Michelle's number one request.
A total number two request.
A total washlet on every toilet. not just the suites like at Aria. Derek is going to be the guest on Vegas Gang that is recorded at VIMF, which attendees will get to see live. And what they're going to be talking about is what Derek should do with Las Vegas Club. So they are soliciting ideas. And for anybody who wants to heed Derek's request and submit some thoughts, go on to Twitter.
There's a hashtag.
Yeah, the hashtag is Design Derek's Casino. And they're going to be feeding Derek all of the ideas that are submitted and getting his thoughts on them. And, you know, some of them have been jokey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that maybe they'll cut some of those out, but I don't know. Like I will tell you, and I was going to tell him this even before I knew he was going to be doing this, but my big suggestion, which is a relatively small thing, kind of.
And I think somebody might have suggested this on Twitter as well.
I submitted this on Twitter.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, then that was you.
Was to have an electrical outlet or USB plug-in. I would say electrical outlet would be bigger or better because USB at some point probably won't. It's
probably going to phase out.
Yeah. But pretty much anywhere that you spend any time sitting, any slot machine, any bar, stools, you know, right in front of you. Some bars are starting to do this already, but I think having it every slot machine in the sports book, have it, you know, I don't know, freaking next to the chair. You can have them all over the place. Give people a place to plug in. I will sit there longer and play slot machines or video poker longer if I can plug in my phone. I will. I would see that as a great benefit. Free Wi-Fi would be nice, but that's probably too much to ask. Nobody does that in Vegas. So yeah, submit your ideas, hashtag Design Derek's Casino. I know inevitably somebody is going to email me with their ideas. Don't bother. I'm not going to forward them. there's a place to do this, and it's on Twitter. And do it in the next few days so they can be discussed at VIMF. And I can't wait to hear and see and get Derek's thoughts on all the things that people come up with.
Yep.
It's going to be fun to see what he does with the old joint.
Yeah.
And of course, if you're going to VIMF, he's giving a tour of it in its current condition on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. So check that out too. Yeah, that's all our calls this week. We got through that. They were good calls. I appreciate it. I'm sorry that I fucked them up with my horrible inability to do anything worthy of listening to today. Not feeling so great about my performance on this week's show.
You had a nice little chat about geese, though.
Yeah, fucking geese. what do we got to say before we leave? Amazon.
Yes.
Amazon.com listener purchase of the week is Skippy Peanut Butter for $5.50.
And why is that?
Because our dogs love peanut butter, and I saw that, and I'm like, yep, that's something I would buy. Some people may not realize that you can get groceries on Amazon. They have everything. So,
what's the new thing they just started with the hour or 2 hour?
That's only
delivery
in certain markets. So, yeah. And that's only through an app, and people can't use our link for that. So, let's not talk about it.
Okay. It doesn't exist. It's fictional.
If you're going to buy an Amazon Prime membership, you can use our link and we will get credit for it.
Ooh.
So, go to 500bymidnight.com and click through our link. If you're going to buy something on Amazon, we get a small cut. You don't have to spend anything extra, and it's a great way to support the show. That's what we're going to say about that.
Okay.
PayPal donations. We've had a few people in the last few days send us karma donations, and we always appreciate the support of the show in that manner as well. We have monthly donations that came in the past couple days from Ryan and Kelly. Thanks to both of you. We have a karma donation from Wally. He said he is still loving the podcast, and he will be there Friday.
Yay,
so I guess we'll be seeing him at VIMF.
Looking forward to seeing you.
Yes, it'll be lovely to meet you. / see you again, depending on whether or not we've met before. Brian and Sarah, a VIMF Karma donation. It's going to be their first time at VIMF.
Yay.
Can't wait to meet you. Please make sure and say hello. They're looking forward to meeting new friends, and I guarantee you're going to meet a lot of great new people.
Yep.
Danielle and Tim.
Thank you, and thanks for coming.
We know Danielle and Tim from past VIMFs. This is a donation for a post-VIMF hangover recovery fund. We will need this, I bet.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Plus a little extra to get a treat for Max and Zoe so they don't miss us too much while we're gone.
Oh, that's so sweet.
They don't
Thank
deserve
you.
It, but we will. We will get them some. We will get them a special treat. Brandon with Karma donation for VIMF. Thank
you,
sir.
Thank you.
We'll see you there.
Yes.
And John from Ohio, Karma donation for an October 15th to the 23rd trip, which coincides with VIMF. So maybe we will see you there. And we do appreciate it.
Thanks to
all of you for your support of the show. Yes. It means a lot to us. What else? Do we have anything else we need to cover before we get out of here?
Nope.
500bymidnight.com is the website. 500gmail.com if you want to send us Dear Tim and Michelle questions. You can find us both on Twitter. at least one of us will be posting stuff while we're in Vegas. That would be me.
Mm-hmm.
I am at 5Hundy. She is at Anita Martini.
I might or might not be posting stuff. I don't know.
I will probably be doing some periscoping too, and that will pop up on Twitter. So if you want to see some live video of some of the nonsense, keep an eye on that. Oh, voicemail line. I will look forward to the post-vimp voicemail flood. Hopefully a lot of people will be calling in with their antics.
With stories.
702-866-9494 is the number. Program it into your phone before you head to Vegas so that it's handy. So you can just press a button and call us and share the magic. As always, I'm so glad the show is over. Are we feeling dyslexic tonight?
I am.
All right, we're going
to
do it.
I didn't know if you would because I was worried that you were thrown off by the technical difficulties, but I've got some stuff to talk about.
We'll get the technical difficulties worked out, and then we will record a Dyslexic Heart podcast. For anybody who listens to that, it's our non-Vegas podcast, although I suspect that Vegas may seep in this week because we're so close to a trip.
Right. We play a lot of music and just talk about random stuff, and it's completely unstructured.
Talk over whatever.
Because this show is so structured.
Well, we have absolutely no notes and nothing really planned, and... You have notes?
I have a couple things.
You have a couple thoughts?
That okay. I would like to share.
Okay, so we're going to do that. So you can find that at dyslexicheart.com or on iTunes if you get your podcast there. Until then, we are going to have the next show up a little bit later than normal because we're recording on Saturday and we probably won't have the audio for a couple days. So,
right.
We look forward to seeing a bunch of you in a few days. It's going to be great to hang out. And
it's always such a good time.
I'm so excited just thinking about it and our friends that we're going to see and our new friends that we're going to meet.
I'm starting to get giddy. Like I've transitioned from being panicked to being giddy.
I feel like sometimes I go to bed at the end of the night when we're at Vimp with like my cheeks hurt from smiling so much.
Aww.
It's just like so great to see people and it's going to be massive.
And your
fun
butt and cheeks hurts from being spanked so much too.
Excuse me? Why would that happen?
I don't know.
There's going to be no spanking. Now you're going to encourage people to do stupid shit.
No, don't touch Tim inappropriately.
No.
Please, because he'll get crabby.
I will get crabby.
We want him to keep smiling. We just want the cheeks on his face to hurt.
Yeah. And that doesn't mean you should come up to me and squeeze my fucking cheeks on my face
like,
either.
No.
No inappropriate touching. You're welcome to give me a hug if you ask first and I say yes. And I might just go, nah, I'm not feeling it.
Start with the handshake. See where it goes from there.
Can we just do like the Asian bow?
But then you have to figure out who bows. You have to like time it so you're not one person isn't bowing lower than the other.
How about fist bumps? Is that like the Howie Mandel fist bump? Is that kind of douchey?
No idea
is that what is?
Yeah, if fist bumps are still a thing or not.
I don't know. I feel like there needs to be some sort of evolution of the greeting. Handshake, you know, it's fine, but get a little germy after a while. I'm trying to figure out what's the appropriate way to greet all of our listeners.
A happy dance.
A nice friendly, I don't dance. A nice friendly touch. Wait a minute. That doesn't sound right either.
No.
All right. Well,
we'll figure it out.
We'll come up with something. I think we'll stick with the handshakes.
Okay.
I think that's going to be our best option. Fist bump, handshake, hearty hello. Oh, this is
deliciously awkward.
Next week is going to be a much better show, and we're going to have an audience for it. I promise you that.
Yes, but there's going to be some awkwardness, too.
Oh, there always is. I'm sure you're going to make some reference to something that I completely miss, as you have the last few weeks, and then I will be confused. Mm-hmm. What was the reference last year that I completely spaced on? Or was that 2 years ago?
Was it the cologne?
You had some, yeah.
Something about eau de douche.
A couple years ago. You had something really obvious that I completely missed. I'm like, what? Just a reminder, dumb things down for me.
Oh, come on.
And we'll be fine.
No, it's more fun to see you flustered.
Well.
So I'm gonna have to work on my obscure references that the audience will get, but you won't.
Okay, I look forward to this.
I do too.
All right, kiddies, we'll see you in Vegas. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.